UW-Eau Claire Continuing Education from UW-Eau Claire. Sarah will be first reader, I'm on Sarah will be the second reader, but again, let's take a peek at those work samples.
All right. We are not seeing work samples.
See how the Dropbox, the support material was useful. It had some curriculum in it. Let's try that support material. Was that one? No. Try another one.
They uploaded into Dropbox, get started with Dropbox?
Oh, no, maybe I'm again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I seem a little different.
Support material 1 and 2, but not work samples.
Okay. No, I guess I was mostly, I mean, this is an educational.
Sure.
One says working more from BIOS.
Okay.
BIOS, BIOS. Okay, so UW Eau Claire, continuing education for $6,000. The fees, Wisconsin Armed Forces money would primarily go to the instructor's fees. Okay, no project summary on this. So I will do my best from my own perspective, which is there. We had actually mentioned at lunch, Springboard for the Arts has this work of art curriculum. So they're working to translate that into the continuing education program. So it's called Artrepreneur. Did you say Artrepreneur? Professional Development for Working Artists is the name of their series. So I thought it was really interesting. There was one characterization of Chippewa Valley as the Midwest's Portland, but that was their way of just talking about that there's really a growth going on in the art scene in the area, and so they're wanting to give more direct professional development support to local artists. Again, using Springboard's model, which I agree is a very compelling national model. So I respect this about trying to, again, look at a small city that has a broad rural audience, and how do you look at people who are existing as artists who might want to think about themselves as artists. So for me, looking at the artist and the program manager expertise, I thought it was strong. I did think of the work sample. Challenge was an issue.
Just to note that they did, in the work sample description page, did submit a web link.
Yes. That's what it was.
So that's what they're calling their work sample.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. But not directly related to the instructors that they were saying that they were going to bring. That's the gap to me. Evaluation practice, I thought it was good. They picked two different points in the process to do surveying. They think that, as with many of the others, I've just heard them look at their aesthetic inquiry, so how are they looking at the emergent poetics, or again, understanding of what this new art scene is in Chippewa Valley through the way that they do the evaluation practice. And just also looking at where the connection was with existing UW students and how, again, the opportunity of continuing ed and even, again, a career-generating practice like Springboard has to offer, it's still a lot about lifelong mentorship and cohorts and network building. So how do they take advantage of that with the student body as well as with others coming through the specific program? That's what I had.
Hey.
I really had nothing more to add to that. I think the only thing that I would have liked to have seen is, based upon their entrepreneurship, it would have been nice to see a little bit more involvement from the business segment of the community into the program and organization and development.
Did you say the business at UW Eau Claire, the business department? I missed that. Sorry,
yeah,
Jess.
Yeah, a little bit more from, yeah. I based on their entrepreneurship, as a stated goal of the program, it would have been nice to see that a little bit more involvement from business, more business-oriented folks in the project.
Okay, thank you.